Hi, and welcome to the Uncharted Entrepreneurs Podcast. I'm your host, Sherry Miter, and we are on day 6 of our 100 days of podcasting. And today I want to talk to you about, is it a season of your life that you need to put your business on pause? Or maybe it's a season of your life that you need to just hold steady and stay the course. Or maybe you're in a season that it's time to go. Like, it's like, let's fly this baby. And how to discern which season you're in. And then, you know, how to just be okay with making that decision that this is a season to pause, a season to hold steady, or a season to fly. So let's dive into today's show. I hope it does bless you, and I hope it does help you figure out what season you're in right now in your business. Okay, let's jump into today's show. So should you put your business on pause? Like, you may be thinking, Sherry, why on earth would I do that? And there's also, we're going to talk about today too, the obstacle signs that lead you to your business. And are these obstacle signs that you shouldn't do your business? Hold on to the end of the show. I'm going to talk a little bit about that one because I hear that a lot from people, like, all these things are happening. Maybe it's a sign from God that I shouldn't be doing this. And no, normally, no, that's not the case. And we'll talk about that at the end. And then we're also going to talk briefly today on how can you even put your business on pause without losing everything? So that, I'm really going to dive deeper into episode 7. So it'll be tomorrow's podcast that will go deeper into how to set up your business so that you can put your business on pause if need be. And what made me think of doing this show? So yesterday, I was in a conversation with one of my clients. And then I've also been in ongoing conversation with a new podcasting friend of mine. And one is looking to launch her new business, my client, and the other is looking to scale her business. But they both have elderly parents right now who need them. And my client not only has elderly parents who need her, but she has a daughter getting married in another state in the springtime. She's moving in June and has a house to sell. And oh yeah, her husband has a business they have to take care of before they move. My friend has young children and other responsibilities as well, besides her elderly parents who need her right now. So both are in a season of life that I would say, yes, pause for a month or two or six, whatever you need, because the outside circumstances in their lives right now have to take priority. Now, I've been there. When my mom was diagnosed with a rare and fast-moving cancer, and we were told she only had months to live, I was like, I actually put my entire life on pause. Now, thank goodness I have an amazing husband who was able to step in and take care of our teenage boys at the time and all the household stuff. And he let me buy a plane ticket and I flew out to Kansas and spent a lot of time with my parents. And I was extremely grateful that I had set up my business that year to be in a position that I couldn't leave it behind. And it ran fairly smoothly while I was devoting myself 100% to be there for my mom and dad. Now, I'm not going to lie. After the fact, my business did suffer a little bit. But I will never regret that time of taking that pause and being there for those last months of my mom's life. It's a season that I could never get back. And it was a short season in my life. So yes, there are times in your life that you need to take a pause. And by the way, in episode 7, I am going to share tips of what I did to create that business so that I could take that pause and it didn't like totally collapse on me. Then there's going to be other times in your life that it's just a season that you just need to slow down a little bit. Maybe you don't have to put everything totally on pause, but it's a season of just staying the course. It's a season that it's not the right time to, you know, make big lofty goals, but it's just maintain, you know, get yourself in maintaining mode and just stay the course. Seasons like when my husband was deployed and I was left at home to raise three boys. I think they were preteens and teenagers at the time. And then there was another season in my life that when my son was deployed 2 years ago and his wife was left home with an infant and a toddler and she needed us. So those were seasons that I made a conscious decision to be present for my family while still balancing and maintaining my business while doing that. So I didn't totally pause my business, but I knew it was a season that my family needed me to be present more than I normally would have been. So I knew it was a time that I couldn't set the big lofty goals that maybe I wanted to in my business. And I couldn't go full force into my career. I had to have better balance at that time in my life. So there are going to be seasons like that in your life. And I'm going to talk about in a minute how to discern what season you're in. And then there's the last season. And this is the season where life is pretty stable. Like there's no major things happening in your life, knock on wood, right? That's the season I'm in right now. Besides just ordinary stuff, I mean, life is always going to happen around us. There are always going to be obligations that pop up. There are always going to be short, quick emergencies. Like if you don't have that stuff happening, you just don't have life happening around you. But there's nothing going on that's really major events, whether they be good events like a wedding or a new baby, things like that, or bad events like somebody being ill, you know, terminally ill or seriously ill, moving, things like that. It's where you're in a season that you could be set free to fly. And it's in a season, those seasons, that we can maybe even work extra time. We can do double time. Maybe we can devote instead of 20, 30, 40 hours a week, maybe we can even do 60 hours a week or 80 hours a week to our business, where we could set those big lofty goals. Because there's nothing stopping you at that time. And I would highly encourage you, when you are in those seasons, take advantage of them and work the extra hours. We want to be kind of like the squirrels, you know, where they store up the nuts for the wintertime. Or like Joseph in the Bible in Genesis 41, they called it the 7 years of plenty. And it was a season that there was abundance in the land. And Joseph was smart enough, guided by God, to collect all the food and put it in the storehouses. And they stored up the grain while there was an abundance, so that when there came a time of scarcity, they had the grain to still feed on. And Joseph basically saved the land by doing that. So kind of take those, you know, learn from the squirrel and from Joseph. And when you're in a season that is clear and nothing stopping you, then work it. Work super hard. And maybe not hard, but work more. Work smarter. Set the big goals. So how do you know what season you're in? Because sometimes I think we can get, especially based on our personalities, things can get a little muddy. So what are some things to discern whether or not you're in a season that you should pause, that you should just stay the course, or that you should be working full in? So the first time, you know, looking at, are you in a situation that it's a temporary, rare event in your life? That's when you want to pause. So those might be, again, those times where you're responsible for caring for somebody that is extremely ill, or, you know, that needs you and needs you, specifically you, to take care of them. You know, are you in a season that someone you love deeply is ill and needs you around and you want to be there for them? Possibly they're at the end of their life. Are you a mom having a baby? That's a season of pause. Enjoy that little baby. Be there for them for that first few months. That's such a precious time. You know, are you in the middle of a major move? Now, that's a very short season normally of the packing and unpacking and all of that. Like maybe you just have to take a week or two off. But that could also follow in the moving could also be under the stay the course because it depends on how involved you are. And do you have other support around you to help you with that move? Or are you like, you're the one that's got to get it all done? So if you're in those kind of seasons, then yes, give yourself permission to just pause. And again, in episode 27, season two, we're on season two here, if you haven't figured that out, episode seven, I'm going to share with you again some tips on how to set up your business so that it's okay if you have to pause. Because here's the caution during pause times. And this is for you type A's. Where are my type A friends out there? I'm a type A, where we love to work. And the idea of pausing our business causes major anxiety. But I want you to know that it's okay. And if you set things up right in your life and in your business, you're going to be okay, just like Joseph was. And you will not have any regrets for pausing. I promise you, I have no regrets for taking that time to be with my mom. That was such a special time. And memories, like as weird as it sounds, I have so many fond memories of spending time, not just with her, but with other family members. And also being there to help, you know, when my kids were, I was a solo parent when my husband was deployed, or when I was helping, you know, my daughter-in-law. All of those things. So when you have to pause and you're a type A, it's okay. Give yourself permission to take the pause when you need to. Okay, in the next situation, how do you know if it's just the season of your life that you should just stay the course? You know, look and see, are there extra demands on your time? But they don't take 100% of your time. So maybe there's extra things happening, like actually when the deployments would fall underneath this category. You know, those were times that I needed to devote more time to my family, but they didn't need me 100% of the time. So are the demands on your time there, but they're not 100% of your time? Maybe it's just a season to stay the course. Or maybe there's happy events going on in your life, like there's a wedding that you're not fully involved in planning. You're a piece of it. And that really depends on whether or not you're a mother of the bride or a mother of the groom, right? But it's a time that's taking, you have to have more time to do that, but you still have free time to work your business, or you have time to work your business. I shouldn't say free time. We should not be running our businesses in our free time. Maybe again, like I said, you're moving, but you have other support. And I'm going to give you a tip in a minute on how to balance all of this during these seasons of, it's seasons of craziness, really, but we can still stay the course. You know, maybe it's just a season of where your kids, if you're a mom, where your kids are in your, in life right now. And mom is listening. I want to share a tip with you, or a word of advice. I guess it's not really a tip, but a word of advice. There is never a season of your life that your kids will not need you. You know, we think when they're toddlers, we're thinking, oh, if my kids were just older, I could work my business and be successful, because there's a lot of time demand on them. They need you to do everything for them. But then you move into the school age, especially this year, you guys are finding out, oh, you know, they need you for school. They need you to help them with different things like that, learning, all that stuff. And then when they become teenagers, your time is not your own, because now they're involved in sports and you become the sports mom or band or whatever activities they are. That takes up a lot of your time. And then when they're grown up, they still need you for things. That never goes away. So if you're waiting for your kids not to need you in order to really work your business, I have bad news for you. That season is never going to come. But there are seasons that our kids need us a little more than normal. So discern carefully, mamas. Are you in that season? Or are you just using your kids as an excuse? Ouch. I know that one hurts sometimes. So here's a tip. If you're in that season of, okay, there's a lot of chaos going on, but I know I can still work my business, that season of stay the course. I call this, and I've learned this from somebody else years ago, and I can't give credit because I don't remember who it was I learned it from, but I love this concept and it has helped me tremendously. And I call it the dresser drawer method. And it's just compartmentalizing what you're doing at that given moment. So what that means is each, if you imagine a dresser, that maybe it has four or five, six drawers on it. Each drawer represents something in your life or your business. So one drawer might be your business. Another drawer might be your family. Another drawer might be, let's say you are planning a wedding. So another drawer might be wedding planning. And just like we wouldn't have every single drawer open on our dresser at any given time, you know, our habit is we open a drawer, get what we need out of there, close the drawer, and then we open the next drawer, right? It's the same thing with our life and our business. Have only one drawer open at a time. So when you're working on your business, open that drawer. You work on your business for that a lot of time. When you're done, close that drawer, then open up the next drawer. Do what you need to do that drawer represents. So if you're planning your wedding, open that drawer up. You work on the wedding planning. When that time is done, close the drawer, open up the next one. So if you can imagine that, that really has served me well, that image of just working on one drawer at a time when we're in a season of chaos. Now, a little word of caution here. And right now I'm speaking to, you know, in the pause, it's hard for the type A's. But this season of staying the course, I want to speak to the people pleasers out there, the natural caretakers of the world. Where are you? Because you can fall into this category and get stuck in this season all the time. And what I would caution you to do is really look and discern, are you creating something that you feel like you need to be involved in because of your nature of being a people pleaser or a caretaker to avoid working on what you should be doing? You know, can someone else be taking care of this other thing? Do you even need to be involved? I've seen some people in my life, it's like, really? You're doing that? Why? Why are you even over there? Like, stay in your course. Come back over here. They don't need you. But I see people do this sometimes as a creative avoidance. They create scenarios in their life so that they don't have to do what they should be doing when they should be doing it. So that's a word of caution there. Make sure you're not creating things just because you don't want to do your work. Okay, and then the next season really doesn't need a whole lot of explanation, but that season of time to fly. And again, this is a time that you don't have any major obstacles. Go full blast. But the word of caution here is don't go in too much that you burn out. I've done that to myself. Actually, I had to have a self-talk this weekend about this because, again, I'm a type A. I love to work. And when you work in your own home, it's very easy to sneak up in the office at every time of day. And I found myself doing that and I realized I'm going to burn out. I'm going to crash and burn if I keep working all the time. Even though my life right now would allow me to do that, I need to make sure that I take care of me and I take some time off and I do take some short little breaks and spend some time with my family and do those kind of things. So just that word of caution there, that make sure you don't go too far in, still take breaks, but they can be fun breaks. They can be vacation breaks because you don't have those other obligations right now. And You will float in all these seasons. Again, it is life. If you haven't had a season of, oh, I need to pause right now, it's coming, baby. It is coming. You know, we're just always going to have them. So we just need to be ready for them. And only you know what season you were really in and how you should react to it. Should you just stay the course or should you pause? And when you can really be truthful with yourself, and you will not have regrets on your decisions that you make. And I don't have regrets. You know, that time that I took with my mom, like I said, was so precious and so many memories there. Spending time with my boys when my husband was deployed as a solo parent. It was hard and it was frustrating at times to not be able to work as much as I wanted to and chase the big dreams during those seasons. But I don't regret that time. I look back and I think, okay, I made some smart decisions during then. Was it perfect? Absolutely not. You know, like I said, there was anxiety, there was stress, there was frustration. But overall, they were smart decisions. So just discern and be okay with the season you're in right now. Just looking at my notes here, see what I'm missing. And again, tomorrow, episode 7, we'll go over some steps to help you set your business up so that you can take the pauses, because that is a hard thing when you're an entrepreneur to be able to pause your business. Okay, the last thing I just want to close this up with, and I started this off, is sometimes I hear people say, oh, all these things are happening. This must be a sign. I'm not supposed to do this. And I will tell you, every time you set a big goal or you start something new, you are going to have something happen in your life. Normally, they're not major setbacks. Sometimes they are, sometimes they're not. But every time I have started something new or, again, set a big goal, and I've seen this happen with almost everybody I've mentored and coached, there's been some sort of obstacle come up. And sometimes people quit and they say, it must be a sign. I'm not supposed to be doing this. And no, it's not. Normally it's not. I mean, every once in a while, maybe it is. But sometimes I think they're a test of how bad you really want this. So don't take those life things as signs that you shouldn't be doing your business. Discern, look deep at your feelings. Why are you feeling this way? Why do you think this is a sign? What area of your life is it? Is it a pause? Is it a stay the course? Is it a go full blast? Have a trusted friend or a coach that you can talk through all of these emotions and thoughts and really discern, you know, that discernment. I was so grateful that my client trusted me to share how she was feeling about pausing her business. And we talked through that. And, you know, I just affirmed her that she was making the smart decision. And we even talked about a few things she could still do to keep her, you know, her big toe in it and keep moving forward without feeling like she totally had to stop the business. She didn't want to slide backwards. And again, I'll share some of that tomorrow in tomorrow's podcast. But I hope this kind of gives you some things to think about. And just know whatever season you're in, it's temporary. Again, just like the seasons, you know, the calendar change, our seasons of life are constantly changing. And, you know, when you just embrace that concept, it's so much easier and not fight it. I guess that's my whole point, is not to fight the seasons we're in, but just embrace it and know that most of the time it's temporary. It's temporary. So set our life up, set our businesses up so that we can just embrace the season we're in, make the best of it, and go with it, good or bad. So I hope that helps. And if you have any questions, as always, shoot me a DM. Love to hear from you. What season are you in? And how are you making the most of it right now? And we'll see you back here tomorrow for day 7 of 100 Days of Podcasting.